This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, everybody. This is an archived edition of Talking Real Money. That means it's from several years ago. So the offers, the particulars are often quite dated and are probably not valid anymore. So remember that when you listen. And thanks so much for listening to Talking Real Money.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Yeah, welcome to Talking Real Money. Tom Koch here, Don McDonald on the microphone that's not working, but we'll have him here in a moment. And we have a special guest in the studio. You out there trying to figure out, what do I do with my money? This program is designed to give you some real advice, and that's why we call it Real Money. We're going to talk about kind of the ways you should invest and not the easy ways that many of you do invest, the advice that you take from others that, wow, sometimes can be so painfully awful, really great to the people giving you the advice and profitable to them, but maybe not to you so much. And then kind of building into the future. What do you do from this point forward to make your life look better? And you really are the show, so let me give you the phone number, all right? Because we want to hear from you. We want to answer your questions, whether it's your IRA, your 401k, your savings, whatever it is, we will do the best we can to give you some straightforward, non-conflicting advice. Okay, 877-397-5666. That is 877-397-5666. I was not here last week because I was down talking to the great people in Portland, Oregon, at an investment club. I'm always fascinated about what the questions are. There were about 85 of us together, and we spent 2.5 hours. I did a lot of the talking. They had a lot of questions about various things. One of which seems to come up all the time is, how do I know who to believe in this business? What information should I trust? What source should I turn to? Because we all want one person, right, where we can just say, I believe that man or woman, could be either, and I'm just going to push the chips to that side of the table. I'm not going to worry about it because I've heard them, I've seen them, I've read them. I trust what they say. And yesterday we got more news about kind of how to figure out where to get that information from, because our president, Donald Trump, has decided to kick down the road a little bit, this fiduciary standard, this big word that really means an awful lot to you if you're investing for retirement. Because as you may know, the Department of Labor was set on April 1st to put a new rule in effect that would have required all the advice that you get for your retirement assets to be held up to this fiduciary standard. Which means, at the end of the day, less technical, that the people giving you advice have to put your well-being ahead of their own. Now, that sounds like most everybody you get help from, right? But it's not, generally from a stockbroker or insurance agents or a lot of others in this industry that happily put you into a product that pays them a lot in terms of a commission and may not be the right one for you. So there's a great debate that's been going on in this industry for a long, long time. And April 1st, the debate was set to end in many ways because, as I said, the Department of Labor was putting this rule into effect that would have required fiduciary advice on all retirement assets. And now it depends what you read. It's either may come about in November, but the likelihood is it's all coming to an end, that this is just not going to happen in the industry. So if you want to call our program and ask, here's the person I'm listening to, here's the person I'm getting advice from, here's my advisor, we'll try to help you understand whether you're really getting fiduciary advice. And basically, by the way, since this really came up a lot in the last few years, and by the way, the legislation, here's the part that I find fascinating, the legislation that this was written after was the financial crisis of 2008. And here we are in 2017, still debating whether or not this is going to happen. But We'll be glad to help you understand the person that you're getting that advice from, really, if it is fiduciary advice or not, because everybody in this business now says, I'm a fiduciary. Because if you don't, then you're everybody's kicking you to the curb. They're not going to take any advice from you. But it turns out that people in this business oftentimes wear one hat that says, I'm a fiduciary, and on the other hat, they might sell you a product that doesn't go to that standard. So we'll spend more time about that. We have a very special guest. We'll introduce him in just a moment, as well as we continue. Our phone number again, 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666. We'll be right back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Our lunch ed classes that we've talked about occasionally during the show have been so popular that we're now expanding them to our offices in Portland and Phoenix, and we are going to start doing them online too. Well, you won't get the lunch if you do it online. You will get a great education, and you can go out and grab lunch and join us for Lunch Ed. Just sign up at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. There is a very small fee, just $5, but for that, you get a worksheet, and you get access to some special offers, so it's worth it. Sign up now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, and get a real investing education. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. Now back to the show.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hello, I'm Don. I'm here. Now, okay. Tom, we're going to tell them I'm actually in Florida, and the connection was probably.
I was going to make some bad joke about you being banned or something, but I'm not going to do it.
No, don't do that. We got enough political stuff to talk about without making fun. We don't even have to make fun of stuff because you were mentioning earlier. I could hear you. You were mentioning earlier the repeal of the fiduciary.
Well, it's not a repeal.
The pause. Yes. But it for all intents and purposes, it probably means the Labor Department's fiduciary rule won't happen. And I know we keep using the F word, and you're going, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Best interest. It means they're supposed to do things in your best interest. Now, from our perspective, Tom, as we're in the investment advice business, and we are according to MarketWatch, among the 11,000 people in the 11,000 firms in the investment advice
not
industry.
Not firms, individuals, I thought.
Individuals, that's right. Out of 1.1 million, there are 11,000 who are always required to act in your best interest.
I think that's like 1% or something.
1%.
Okay, small number.
1%. So anyway, the point is, it's good for us because now it's really easy when it comes time to decide who's going to help you. Ask this question. Are you, now here's the key word, ready? Always required to act as a fiduciary. And if you don't know if your advisor is a fiduciary or not, well, call us. That's why we're here to answer these questions. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. That's 877-397-5666. And we have not one, not two, but three experts on the fiduciary rule and everything investing in the studio right now.
We do. I mean, we got a guy.
Who is our studio guest?
Well, we've got a guy who's a renowned author. He's spoken to, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people about all this. He had a PBS special. He's been everywhere. And you know what? At the end of the day, he's done what we've tried to do, sort of educate every person about all this on mutual funds, investing, retirement. Our pleasure to bring Paul Merriman to Talking Real Money. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Tom, Don. It's great to be back. Can I just make one comment about these 11,000?
I think you're going
11,000?
To anyway. So, go ahead.
That doesn't mean that those 11,000 are necessarily doing what's in your best interest, because I know a lot of those people who are fiduciaries who recommend a handful of stocks, who recommend individual securities rather than taking advantage of the amazing diversification available to people through index funds. But it's what they learned 50 years ago, and they're still doing it.
I thought you were present company excluded, so yes, go ahead.
But let me ask you, though, Paul, are you talking about, are these guys still selling people individual stocks, or are they just recommending them? Are they actually getting a commission for selling these stocks?
No, but they're managing portfolios of those stocks.
So it's a fee only. They can be fee only, but they're buying. He's right. Again, I mean, getting the weeds a little bit, and there are people that are, you know, acting as a fiduciary, but still aren't necessarily using the best instruments to do the right thing for people. That's how I put
it. So you still need to ask the questions about, are you acting not only in terms of commissions in my best interest, but in terms of a strategy that will likely give me the best unit of return per unit of risk, which is what you guys talk about all the time.
That's a good point. That's indeed a good point. So we're glad to have you here, and we'll spend a little time, hopefully this hour or two, talking in a little bit next hour about that Paul will be speaking at Retire Meet 1 week from today. So we have like 10 tickets left?
Yeah. 10 full day tickets.
Yeah.
10
full day tickets. And so we decided, by the way, to do some afternoon tickets. So anyway, we'll talk more about that, too. Yeah. So we'll talk about some of those things going on
there.
But
while we're on the F word, I just want to add one thing for all of you now. This makes this document I created more important than ever. On TalkingRealMoney.com, right there on the front page of the website, just scroll down a little bit, and you will see a link that says Download Financial Advisor Interview Form. This is a PDF form. It is 2 pages. On the back side of it, it has a fiduciary pledge. If your financial advice provider will not sign that fiduciary pledge, you need to run screaming into the hills.
And we've had a few people that brought it into our office. I signed it. Just so you know, I put my left hand down and raised my right hand. It was great. So anyway, yes, make them sign it. Yeah.
877-397-5666. Our guest is Paul Merriman. I'm Don. That's Tom. And JC, you're on. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, thank you, guys. Love listening to your show. Thank you for taking my call. I have a 401k with my previous company, the amount of about $65,000. And I'm no longer employed there. So I had a friend suggesting that I move that money to a IRA account. Wanted to get your opinion on that.
Do you have a new retirement savings plan at a current employer?
No, I'm a self-employed now.
Okay.
Well, yes, I mean, an IRA can be a great decision. On the other hand, there are times when people need to access that 401k money. And so some people do not move to the IRA because they want to have access to that 401k money. But the beauty of the IRA is you're going to have available to you all the great asset classes at low cost with broad diversification, things that a lot of 401k plans just don't offer.
Yeah, but you know, the key, JC, is where would that IRA be? Is there some suggestion as to where you should have put it? Did they send you to a firm?
Yeah, this will be New York Life.
Run! Ooh. Run!
If I had a buzzer, I'd hit it right now.
Run! Run! No, never, ever, 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 ever buy an investment from anyone, any firm with life in the name. Or insurance in the name.
Or death,
never,
for that matter. Yeah.
Or death.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever put any kind of retirement account inside an annuity, which is what New York Life's going to be selling you. I guarantee it. Because they're very expensive, and there is no such thing as double tax deferral.
And by the way, this is one of the problems. When you say, should I move my money from a 401k to an IRA, it's an easy answer for us because we're going to say yes for all the reasons Paul just said. But the issue is it's the Wild West out there. Once that money comes out of the 401k, it could go to New York Life. It could go to Merrill Lynch. It could go to all these places where they're going to charge
you
high
fees.
Edward Jones,
my favorite.
Non-fiduciary advice that we just talked about. All these kind of things that could happen to you that you probably have a little more protection, at least in the 401k, from people that might be a little unscrupulous or might be trying to make a living off of your $65,000. So unless you were taking that money to a place like Vanguard, for example, I would not do it. I would leave it there. I'd build the right asset allocation.
And JC?
Yeah, and wait.
Let me just tell you, that fiduciary rule we were talking about that was supposed to go into effect in April, that would have precluded this New York Life person from doing what they're going to want to do. And now that rule has been postponed and will probably be eliminated, which means a lot of people are going to get sold something they don't need. Do not do this. Find a fiduciary advisor and listen to the show. We'll tell you how to do that over and over again.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that slash subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues. So you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
By the way, the phone number, 877-397-5666. That's really important. Call us. We'd love to help you out. I personally believe that the insurance industry should not be involved in any way, shape, manner, or form in the investment business. I think the two should be distinct and totally separated, but they're not. And
Glass-Steagall for the insurance business, huh?
Glass-Steagall for the insurance. I do believe that part of the reason for the Labor Department's rule that has now been put on hold was to keep some of these insurance agents from selling products as investments that were not in people's best interests.
But they do have a trick, Don, and it's rotten trick. I actually helped somebody get out of a situation where an insurance company salesperson did this. They make their great presentation to the public. They ask people if they want a free consultation. They come back to the insurance salesperson's office. The door is closed. And then the investor says, I want to deal with a fiduciary. And the response is, I am a fiduciary. You're in good hands. Now, what they failed to tell the investor is that during the sales pitch, they moved from being a fiduciary to a non-fiduciary position, so they can go either way. But when they moved to a non-fiduciary position, they did not tell the investor. So they still thought that this thing being recommended was in fact in their best interest. It was a disaster.
This is why I have a business venture that you and I should go into.
I thought we already had one. Come on.
No, we got another one. Paul, okay. Are you in? Are you in my new business? Here's what I think. As long as it doesn't cost him anything.
And as long as Tom isn't a partner.
That was easy.
We need to start manufacturing hats that say fiduciary and suitability. And then we gain
two
to get
different
a law
hats. One's a fiduciary.
It requires you just, you don't have to say it. You just switch the hat.
Man of many hats.
You bring it when you go in to meet with the advisor. You bring the two hats and ask them to put on the hat.
And if they switch the hat.
Yeah. I tell you what, I got enough business stuff. You guys go do that one on your own. I'm okay with that. That doesn't bother me. I'm perfectly fine, really. So go ahead.
I wonder if I can get them for retire me. We'll sell them out. We will sell out fiduciary hats.
Throw them out, maybe. Yeah. Oh. All right. So we're laughing, and in many ways we shouldn't, because frankly, I'm not a big fan of government regulation, but in this area, I think it's needed. Well, people just sold stuff that they shouldn't be, just like the fellow we just talked to about buying an insurance product for your IRA. No. That's bad news.
I don't have the quote right in front of me, but some guy in the article in the Wall Street Journal who was in favor of getting rid of this fiduciary rule said that it was like a restaurant only having healthy food, that you should have the right to eat unhealthy food if you like. And I think a better analogy is it's like a restaurant serving food on one side of the menu and a variety of poisons on the other. These will destroy your future for sure. Go with these.
And I think another important thing, and I'm going to mention this at Retire Meet, because there are so many ways as an investor to make less money. But if you give up 0.5% on your investment return a year over the rest of your life, and I'll show you examples, it can cost you millions and millions of dollars, and yet it seems so innocent at the time because the sales pitch. Remember, the difference between the honeymoon, or I should say the courtship, the honeymoon, and reality.
Oh, God.
You know, they are purely into the courtship and honeymoon. It's the reality that can ruin our life.
I'm going to let that one sit right there because I'm not going to touch that either. Wow. No, but he's exactly right. So
I'm okay. I don't even know where to go with that one now because, you know, I know where you were taking it. And I don't want to go there. 877-397-5666 is 5666. There'll be three sixes after that. Five is our phone number. We want to help you figure out whether you've got a fiduciary or not, how you should be creating wealth for your future, how you can create an income stream in retirement, and all kinds of money stuff.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
I discovered something really interesting not too long ago. It's the fact that people still like getting printed magazines. I read most stuff online, but the vast majority of subscribers to almost every publication known to mankind subscribe to the print edition. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. So I've decided to correct my mistake, and I have created a brand new magazine, the only one that I know of that is totally devoted to real investing. It's called, aptly enough, Real Investing Journal. Real Investing Journal comes out every single quarter. Real Investing Journal is not about speculating. It is not about business. It is not about lifestyles. It is not about politics or other news. It is strictly about the process of building wealth by becoming a real, disciplined, scientific-based investor. And it comes out every single quarter, and you have an opportunity to get it for a lot less money and to lock that price in as a charter subscriber. Annual subscriptions are going to run $25, but if you subscribe soon, you'll be one of the charter subscribers who not only gets it for $15 a year locked in, but you'll also get the very first issue of Real Investing Journal as a bonus while supplies last. So here's how you subscribe. It's really easy. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. And then what do? You subscribe. Then we'll start mailing it to you. And if you don't enjoy it, I'll give your money back. What do you have to lose? You got nothing to lose. So go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, become a charter subscriber to Real Investing Journal, and I guarantee you've never seen a publication quite like this because nobody else, nobody that I can find, focuses on the truth about investing, except, well, of course, now Real Investing Journal. So go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, and I know I said that a lot, but I want you to remember it. And now back to the show.
For a really great future. We're talking real money.
Boy, do we have a treat for you today. The gang's all back together. The gang from years ago.
Don't say how many years ago, though, if you don't mind.
It was a lot. Yeah. What was the name? I forgot the old show's
Sound
name.
Investing. Sound Investing. He still does it. He still does a podcast. Is it weekly?
Yeah, but not the radio show.
But he does a weekly podcast by the same name.
Yeah, it's true.
I do.
And he bought the name. I still get my residual check every week. It's great.
And it's missing two voices, but I've never figured out how to actually interview anybody over a phone.
So that's probably the voice best. You just heard is the great Paul Merriman, author and speaker and founder of Merriman Company, still around, still doing their thing, still doing great work. So we're glad to have him here.
Yeah, we used to call him Robin Hood and his band of Merriman.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So
it was really
we're
good.
Glad to have him. He's going to be at Retire Meet next week. If you have not bought a ticket, I'll say it right now, you better go do it. Because there's just a handful left. The event sells out every year, and we didn't think it'd sell out this early. But we're also going to make some...
a week before. That's about the same as last year.
We're going to make some special afternoon-only tickets available for those of you who are, unlike everybody else in Seattle, wants to be at the Meydenbauer Center by 7:30. Because it seems like we always have 150 people waiting. So if you want to show up in the afternoon, kind of have a leisurely Saturday morning, you can do that as well.
Please don't show up early. We have to set up.
That always amazes me. Maybe this year we'll make those people help. I don't know.
What time? It starts at, what, 8:30?
Yeah, but there will be people. Yeah. I guarantee there will be people there when I walk in the door at about 7:15. They always are.
And I'll be at my table.
Paul will be at his table till 3 a.m. Wait, are you setting up or are you with the... Well, no, okay. You got a 401k? No, it's okay. So it'll be...
Yeah, we do. We have about 10 full-day tickets left right now at retiremeet.com.
So get to it.
And then we've made 40, just 40 afternoon tickets available. You get a lot of the same classes. You get most of the same classes. You just don't get a lunch.
Paul
and the whole
has
day
to go home because his nap is at 2 o'clock, but everybody else is staying. So he'll be going home, got blanky and headed out. But the rest
all
of
right,
us
we want to give
there.
You a phone number because we'd like you to call our little get-together here on the radio. You can call it anything you'd like, but please call it at 877-397-5666. That is 877-397-5666. And before we go off track even farther, let's talk to Denise. Denise, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi. I currently am scheduled to meet with a financial advisor, and I just tuned into your show. And one thing I did hear you say is to make certain that whoever you're working with, that they're a fiduciary advisor.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
That's one thing I heard. I have a pension with Boeing, and I'm trying to figure out if I need to take the monthly or if I should roll it over. So that's one of the purposes of me setting up why I'm scheduled to meet with someone.
I can actually tell you right off the bat whether you're dealing with a fiduciary or not, more than likely, if you can give me the name of the firm. Not the individual, but the firm.
Yes, the name of the firm is Cetera, C-E-T-E-R-A.
I know them.
I do too. Do we know that?
I don't.
I loved his music in the 80s. Peter Cetera, wasn't it? No, I could have that wrong.
Here's the little trick. I actually, you go to a website that is created by the SEC. It is, the website is advisorinfo.sec.gov. And Cetera is at the part of the time anyway.
They're they are all over the country. Okay.
Yeah, they're registered as an investment advisor. But they're also a broker dealer. So what that means, let me just put that in English. They're the kind of people we were talking about before, as that Paul mentioned, that could at one minute be a fiduciary and at the next moment change hats without you seeing it because they're invisible hats. And be a suitable, only and, sell you suitable investments.
And quick, Paul, what would you advise somebody who's trying to decide between taking the money out of a pension or taking the monthly? I mean, this is gray area.
Well, it's a huge challenge because for the salesperson, they want that money out of the pension into an account that they can start billing to manage it or sell them a product with a commission in it. So, Denise, I will tell you one thing. See at least 3 advisors, okay? Get 3 opinions.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice.
And go to talkingrealmoney.com and download the advisor interview form. One who is always going to act as a fiduciary will be more than happy to sign it. One who is not will not sign it, which tells you right off the bat who you should be dealing with. Thanks for the call. We'll be back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you're one of the many podcast listeners who's asked, how do I attend one of your classes? Well, we've decided to take our very popular lunch ed classes that we've been doing at our offices and also do them in the form of a webinar online. At the same time, I'm doing the class live elsewhere. You can sign up for these live lunch ed classes right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. We have a limited number of seats available because we have to pay for them, so reserve your place right now. We're going to have classes in the future on a variety of topics, so check them out regularly at TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the event section. And there is a small fee for these classes, just $5, but you're going to get a great education, not a sales pitch, and a free worksheet and some other perks. So sign up for our next lunch ed class right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, and now more Talking Real Money.
your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Oh. It gets worse, doesn't it? It really does. It just when you think, you know, nah, it can't, but it can.
When I get a break, I just delve a little more deeply into some of these things, and I delved more deeply into Cetera.
So they are a national yeah. firm that is a RIA yeah. and a broker dealer.
Correct. And then they have like franchisees under them.
Yeah.
Lots of guys around the country. The Cetera Advisor Networks Form ADV Part 2 at advisorinfo.sec.gov states the following.
Which is the place you can go learn about how people operate their business,
the form
what they charge.
This is the form they file with the SEC to be legal because they have to disclose. This is the place. If you want your disclosures, you go here, folks. Their fee, get this. As Tom said during the break, we're in the right business, just the wrong part of the business.
So.
During the break, I looked it up. Their fees start at 2.75% per year.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
At $1 million, they go to 1.75 million dollars.
Okay. So that makes sense, folks. Just
to
so
put
you know,
that in perspective.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What do we charge?
On the first million, it's not 0.9%. So I believe, and you correct me if my math is wrong. That's why I brought Bill Higgins along. I think that's three times as much.
Yeah, I was going to say ours is about a third.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, but Don, you're forgetting something important. That salesperson, when questioned on those fees, will try to make the case it is not about the fees. It is about the return that you get, and I'm going to show you investments that after you take that 2.75 out, you'd be very happy.
Yeah, well, okay, I can answer that one right now because I looked up the funds they use.
Yeah.
And they use the Fundvest funds from Pershing. The Fundvest list of funds from Pershing
FUN?
FUNDVEST.
Oh, okay.
All right,
I thought it was fun.
These Fundvest funds are there no transaction fee funds. So I'm looking through a few of them. They have 12B1 fees that Pershing collects.
That means a commission on the back
end. So they're going to have higher
or continuing.
The list is all actively managed. American Century. American funds.
Okay, so to make sure I got this right, you're going to pay the 2.75 and then probably on average 60 basis points for the fund expense?
No, probably closer to one, looking at some of these funds.
So you'll round it out.
It's a life changer. It is truly. I mean, this is the point.
Not in a positive way.
No,
yes.
And that's it, because they're taking the profit that they should have, the investor should have had, instead of the investor getting the profit they should have had.
Yeah, but to be fair, Paul, they are splitting it between the advisor guy,
the firm,
the company, the main firm, Pershing.
And then
Pershing gets a piece, and then the mutual fund company. So, you know, there are a lot of people getting wealthy off of this. It's just not the client.
Yeah, if they do 3.5, then you divide that four ways. It's still a pretty good payout. Not for the person buying it. But.
All right. I'll meet you and I'll raise you one here, okay?
Okay,
try to beat this
one. Hurry, because we got people waiting. Go.
Oh, okay. Well, a million dollar investor.
Yep.
Believes an insurance person, doesn't ask all the right questions. And let me tell you about this guy. He is very, very smart. What that salesman was able to talk around was that built into the product that he was recommending was a 12% commission, $120,000 commission on a $1 million sale.
There's an afternoon of work for you.
And there was a 17-year redemption penalty. And then here is the frosting on this ugly piece of cake, that he split that fee with the person who referred my friend in a casual conversation to him, another insurance agent, and I found out that does not have to be disclosed, that referral. So talk about taking too much of the pie. It's just an outrage, and yet smart people get taken advantage of because the sales pitch is so good.
877-397-5666 is our phone number. Dave, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. My stepson is in the Navy and is trying to plan out his retirement within the programs they have. And I recall you saying a while back on one of the shows that you have a list and some directions or help for folks in the military and folks with bigger plans to help them figure out, you know, what they
Well, yeah,
do
so he has access.
Give them some insight.
Yeah, so he has access to a thing called the Thrift Savings Plan, TSP, where he can save money as an employee of the U.S. government. So you would simply go to 401411.com, 401411.com. You click on plans, specific plans. I think it's
specific
one of the
plans. Yeah,
specific plans.
I'm doing it. Boy, nice looking site. I wonder who made that.
So and finally, Don is anyway. So you click on that and you just roll it down to where it says Thrift Savings Plan. TSP.
It says yep. U.S. Thrift Savings Plan.
And your son, we give you your son the and thank him for his service. By the way, we give him the exact mutual funds to use in the percentages he should do. If he's a young man, I wouldn't have any more than 20% of my money in bonds. So you're 80% in stocks, 20 in bonds. We give you the percentages for each one of those funds right there on the website.
Yep. C and fund, S fund, I fund, F fund, G fund.
And if I can recommend, Dave, that for your son, that he take a look at paulmerriman.com and get a free book entitled First Time Investor.
He's upping us
Grow
here.
And Protect Your oh. Money. I mean, it goes along beautifully with what Tom and Don are recommending, but it will show them why they're recommending those different funds.
Thank you, Dave, for the call. Great one. Let's go on because we've got people waiting. Lisa joins us here on Talking Real Money. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, hello. Am I talking to Don?
What? This is Tom. That's
well,
Don.
You're
that's
to
Paul.
All of us. Oh, you got the whole gang.
Yeah.
I'm an immigrant here, so I have only been in America for 1 year, so maybe my English is not great.
It's great.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I try to explain myself. I'm 27 years old, and I have about $60,000 in saving in China. Mm-hmm. And I bought the fixed-term deposit from the bank, and I also invested in the funds. But now I plan to stay in America for a long time. So I want to ask, should I pull out all my money from Chinese market and invest in America, or I just leave it there?
Well, let me tell you real quickly, because we don't have a lot of time. I think if you're going to spend an extended time in the United States of America, you're going to get a broader, better diversified portfolio
at a lower
here
cost.
Than you are likely to get in China at yeah. a far lower cost yeah. because of the amount of competition we have. If you do bring it over, if you do bring that over as dollars, I would suggest very strongly that you do a little research, go to Paul's website, go to our website, and then when all is said and done, probably the best place to get started is going to be over at Vanguard. And I know Paul has some portfolio ideas at paulmerriman.com. We do too at talkingrealmoney.com. And I think you're going to be up far better off in the long run.
And
our number is 877-397-5666. That's 877-397-5666. For most of you, we have another hour. We're going to spend another hour with you, whether you're there or not. So you might as well call. We're going to help you live a better future.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let me just take a second to share something new with you. We're going to start doing our lunch ed classes that we do at our offices in Phoenix and Portland and Seattle. We're going to start doing them online as a webinar at the same time. So you can attend too. You just won't get lunch. You'll have to go get lunch. But it's also cheaper. It's only $5 a ticket, and you get a full color worksheet and some special perks. So sign up for our upcoming lunch ed classes right now at talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com. It's under the events section, and you will get a real investing education on a variety of topics. So go to talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Get ready to meet the future of your dreams this next weekend, actually a week from today, at our big annual event, Retire Meet. We do limit the size of the group. We don't want it to be too big, so that's why we're almost out of tickets. I think we have 5 left, okay? Maybe 8. I'm not sure. Somewhere in there. It depends on how fast people are buying them. So go get them right now at retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com.
We hope you're realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.
Yes, it's time for another one of those inevitable interruptions that go with this being a podcast from a live radio show on commercial radio. This one is about something you're going to really enjoy, though, and something from which you could derive a lot of benefit, and that is the fact that we are now bringing our live lunch ed classes to the internet so that you, along with the folks at our offices in Seattle and Phoenix and Portland, can actually attend the event. You just won't get lunch. You're going to have to go get your own. But you'll still get the same great education, and you get a free worksheet, and you get some other perks that go along with the class. Tickets are only $5. That's it. Just $5. And you can get them right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. TalkingRealMoney.com. I guarantee that you're going to get a great education. And if you don't feel you did, let me know. I'll give you your money back. It's really just that easy. So sign up for one of our upcoming lunch ed classes today. Don't put it off because somebody might take your seat. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the events section of the site. And I hope you'll attend one of the upcoming classes. And now please continue listening to our program.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
As transparent a talk radio program as you will ever find. That's this one. No, we're not like most of the financial brokerage industry where opacity, where there's, I mean, the opacity, it's almost like you went blind. It's like, what? I can't see you anymore. There should be total transparency. We're a big believer in that, and we're here to help you make more money, not to help them make more money from your money. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. Please call us for help. 877-397-5666. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Koch. We're here every Saturday helping you out with your nagging little money issues.
And we still have author and commentator and expert on mutual funds.
Nice retirement. Guy.
Yeah, nice guy, Paul Merriman, joining us for this hour as well. He'll be with us next weekend at Retire Me, too. So,
did the Merriman see its shadow on Merriman's day?
He looks like maybe he did. I'm not sure.
I'm not leaving the house until I go to Retire Meet. I'm not kidding you. I am so excited about participating with you guys. This is a highlight of the year for me.
Oh, yeah. That's nice of you to say. I told you
he was a nice guy.
Well, he took me out of your new business venture. He's trying to protect me. See, so he knows how bad the hat thing's going to go.
No hat thing for you, huh?
Exactly.
But before we move on, in the last hour, we had a caller asking about Cetera. And if you recall, we kind of all looked at each other and said, I've heard of Cetera.
Mm-hmm. Now we know why.
I did some research during the top of the hour break, and now I remember where I'd heard of Cetera. There was a great piece written in the New York Times a few months ago where a number of big schools did a survey, including the Booth School. They went around and surveyed all of the investment advisory firms in the country and figured out how many of their representatives had disclosure documents, disclosure items, which means misconduct, doing something wrong for a client. Yeah. And there were five firms that looked really bad. The top five were Oppenheimer and Company, First Allied Securities, Wells Fargo Advisors, big surprise there, UBS Financial Services, and Cetera.
They're on the list. They made the list.
They made that list. That's not the list you
want
to be on.
By the way, the top number is astounding, that at Oppenheimer, one out of five brokers has a misconduct. Paul said, what are the odds that you walk in the door and they say, you get him? And he's a great guy. He's a great salesperson, of course, or she.
Well, the deal is that they found, and they did a really detailed study, they found that these firms actually, these are where the bad ones land. They get fired by the good firms for misconduct, and they land at these other firms.
Amazing.
As their last. As a matter of fact, some of these firms, like Oppenheimer, they said actually go out of their way to hire people with disclosure problems because they know they'll be aggressive salespeople.
This is the Oakland Raiders of the securities business.
Right.
I can say that. I'm a Raiders fan, so I'm okay. It's okay.
There you go.
And I'm looking at their ADV, and it said, have you ever been found guilty of making a false statement? Have you ever had anybody kicked out of your firm? And they're all yeses.
Good Lord.
They're all yeses.
Well, folks, don't hire somebody like that.
And what I've suggested to people for years is because we need to know that we're working with competent and ethical people, put the name of your brokerage firm that you might be considering using into a search engine. Put the word...
complaint, reviews.
Well, complaint, fines, churning. I mean, there's a whole bunch of words. And then just sit back. You've got days and days of reading ahead of you. And I ask you, I don't care how nice the advisor is, if the boss is treating people like that, I don't think you want to be a part of it.
Well, and the other thing you can do, and this is really easy, even simpler than putting their name in a search engine, is type in broker check, all one word, broker check. And then you type in their name there, and it'll give you the federal list of all the bad stuff they've done. If they come up clean there, that doesn't mean they're necessarily good, but it improves your odds a lot. 877-397-5666.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, brief break time. I'm Don, and I really wanted to share this with you because this is something I'm really excited about. I have taken much of the work that we do for our online Real Investing Journal and put it into a quarterly magazine that is, I have to say, pretty good and pretty cheap. And it is the only publication I can find anywhere that is totally devoted to real investing. You will find no business news there. You will find no lifestyle information. You will find no hard news, political news, speculation stuff. It's all about the science and the process and the discipline of real investing, and it's a way to keep you on track toward a better future. It comes out 4 times a year, and it's going to cost most people $25 a year. That's all, just $25 a year. But because it's brand spanking new, a limited number of people can become charter subscribers at the lifetime price of $15 per year. Plus, I'll get you a copy of the very first issue as a bonus while the supplies last, of course. So here's all you need to do. Just go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and subscribe. And you'll start getting it in the mail every quarter. If you're one of the first, 200 or so to subscribe, you'll also get the very first issue as a bonus. So be one of the first to get the very first magazine ever about investing and nothing but investing. Real Investing Journal, and you can subscribe right now, really easy. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. Now back to the show.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Honest, transparent financial help is a mere phone call away at 877-397-5666. I'm Don McDonald, along with Tom Cock and our special guest, Paul Merriman. And up next on the phones, it's John. John, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, John, sorry we made you wait so long. How can we help?
It's all good, guys. Hey, I had a question. I'm looking at hiring a financial advisor, and I was recommended to a company in Issaquah called Triad Financial.
Financial.
I'd like to know your opinion on that.
So are you borrowing money, or are they managing money for you?
No. Managing.
Yeah, let me hold on a second. Because I found a Triad Financial, but they're out of North Carolina. Triad Financial Advisors.
They're based out of Issaquah, so.
All right, let me.
We're taking a look here. And what sort of? I mean, are you looking for somebody to help you with like retirement assets, or what sort of work do you want them to do for you?
Well, my wife inherited a large sum of money.
Okay.
and some of it's in a trust.
Let me just make a quick point here. No matter what happened with the Department of Labor rules, that still would have not impacted the money your wife got as an inheritance. This is something people don't know. They think they're trying to fix the whole industry. No, this was only for retirement assets. That money your wife got, that's still available to all the wolves we've been talking about, including people that want to sell you a 12% commission. That still probably wins your outrage of the decade, as far as I'm concerned. Wow. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, Triad Financial Strategies. That's the name of the company out of Issaquah. They're part of the Financial Advocates Investment Management Group.
Need a bigger name.
Which is a national firm that they just hang their little shop under. And I'm trying to find their fee structure. It looks to me like they are a combo, that they are a company that wears both hats, both a fiduciary and a broker-dealer. And here's where the rubber meets the proverbial road. If they are acting as a fiduciary, their fees are ridiculous, starting at 2% per year. The problem is they may not act as a fiduciary at times, and there's no way you're going to know when they are and when they aren't. If you're meeting with them, if you plan to meet with them, then you owe it to yourself and your future to take that advisor interview form in and have them fill it out.
And John, I think it's important. We didn't ask how much money, but let us just assume that it's a meaningful amount of money. There are people who will crawl across crushed glass to help you, who are in fact fiduciaries and never ever take a commission. And so my advice is find somebody who never takes a commission.
How do you find them?
Well, there's a number.
There's no yellow pages anymore, so what do you do?
Well, first of all, you could look at CFPs if you wanted to. Some of those people do both, too.
I mean,
that's the problem. But I do think that if you go online, I happen to be a believer in a series of mutual funds called dimensional funds.
Yep.
If I could give one piece of advice, I would go online and I would try to find an advisor who uses dimensional funds, every one of them that I know.
And Paul, that's so easy now because DFA has totally redone their advisor recommendation program at dfaus.com. It is so easy. You just punch in where you are. It's right in the right-hand side. It says find an advisor near you. You click on that. You put in your zip code, and you punch the button that says advisors who primarily use DFA funds. And like if I put 98005 in, I get a list. It says I read and agree to the terms, and it gives you a list of a number of firms in the Seattle area: Soundmark, Renaissance, Merriman. Huh.
There you
Merriman.
Go. So
Vestory.
All right. So you go to DFAUS.com. Okay. We got to keep moving along here. We got a lot of people waiting.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Thanks
Great
for the
question.
Call, John. Yep. Take care. Mark, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Quick question. I have a pension that accepts rollovers. And I don't know, do I leave it or do I take it out and invest it with a financial advisor? I'm really kind of...
How much money are we talking about?
Say around that 100K mark.
And you're saying
take
the money...
I heard you say the word annuity in there. You started to say annuity?
Well, I mean, it's got like, if you go with a 20-year, right, you could take a lump sum.
Oh, in the pension.
Yeah, you're right. You could do, I think it's like 5% if you do 20-plus years. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, would you take it out? I mean, my wife and I are in our 40s. What would you do?
Well, I certainly wouldn't take it out and spend it because that's a taxable event, obviously. But what you're saying is, should you either leave it there or should you mm-hmm. roll it out into a retirement plan where you currently work? Is that one of the options?
Not necessarily.
Or roll it into an IRA?
Roll it into an IRA.
How educated do you feel that you are, Mark, in terms of understanding the investment process?
Moderate. I wouldn't say I'm great at this. No.
Okay. I mean, do you know what your risk tolerance is? How much you're willing to lose in a year?
Yeah. I mean, just with anything with the stock market. I mean, I know that you could lose up to 50%.
Ah, right? Good.
Good.
Good. Good.
Wow. He is pretty well educated then.
So, by the way, we've got all kinds of great strategies where we can lose 50% in 1 year easily. I've got a bundle of those. And no, I'm kidding you. So, but I'm glad you know that.
But I think you've got to be assured, if you're going to take that money out, that you yourself are educated about how this process works. Only then are you really in a position to go out and interview people to help you?
Well, but at $100,000, I mean, the reality is you're probably, there's not, sadly, because this happens in every bull market, once the bull goes on for a while, there's very few people helping you with $100,000. Really helping
you. That's true.
So probably at $100,000, you're looking at doing this on your own at Vanguard, for example. Probably. So if you do that, then we give a couple of funds at our, I think it's on our website and at our classes, that you could go own one for the stock part, one for the bond part. That's all you do. But, I mean, you raise a great question. So if you weren't going to do that, then I would go what Paul said a moment ago. Go to DFAUS.com. Type in your zip code and interview a few advisors. I think that's a good policy.
Yeah, there's only one that came up with a $100,000 minimum on their site.
I have a sense I know who that was.
Only one. It's the only one I could find.
Yeah,
all right. Well, I mean, that's a big deal.
That's why Bill's here today. He gets all anyway. No, so no. I mean, that would be those would be my two options. I mean, if I was trying to help somebody with $100,000,
if I could recommend one other thing, is go to paulmerriman.com. There's a 2.5 hour video there about how to invest on your own, and I would think that that would be helpful.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very helpful. And on March 1st, we've got another Lunch Ed coming up where
we'll teach
you stuff too. So that, we'll tell you more about that later. 877-397-5666. That is the phone number you need to know every Saturday at noon, unless you're listening to the podcast, and then you're going to call in at noon Pacific time or 3 p.m. Eastern, where we really help you manage money, where we help you manage your future and point you in a direction that actually is in your best interest, not ours or any other firm's. 877-397-5666. We have Paul Merriman with us today, who will be joining us at Retire Meet next weekend. Tickets are almost gone for that, so you better hurry to retiremeet.com and get those. And give us a call. We're going to help you right here on the program.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that slash subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues. So you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
It's the F word day today.
Yeah.
Fiduciary.
Get you going.
You know, when my kids were little, they loved a book called Are You My Mother?
Yeah, I remember that
book. About a little bird. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little bird who goes, are you my mother? Here's the question you need to ask whenever you approach something financial is, are you my fiduciary? Are you always my fiduciary?
I think if the hat thing doesn't work for you, you got a new book to write there. I think you're all over.
Are you always my fiduciary?
That's good.
It's touching. Touching.
877-397-5666 is our number. We've got, you got three people here to help you with money. Me, Don, that guy Tom there, and over there we have Paul Merriman. So you get three for the money.
And we're going to
Steve.
Go ahead. Go to Steve. Go. Yep.
I was going. Yep. Steve, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hello. My first question is, and I think you addressed this with some previous callers, was how do I find a fiduciary advisor?
It's such
Well, do you
a
have
challenge.
Somebody you're working with today?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I think what we're suggesting is the first part would be to take the form to them. You go to talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com. Where is it on the page there, Don?
It's right on the front page. It says download financial advisor interview form. It's a two-page PDF. You take that in, and what's nice about it is it has a section for them to tell you how much they charge.
Yeah, you'll know that,
what
too.
What kind of investments they use, and there's an advisor pledge that says, I promise to always act as your fiduciary.
Okay, well, I already know something. After I found out about Trump signing the executive order yesterday, I sent kind of a sharp email to my advisor asking him if he was fiduciary or suitability, and he indicated to me he was both.
Right. So that's the bad kind.
Why the hat business going, yeah.
Right. That's why I wanted to get in the hat business, Steve. I wanted to be able to sell them a hat. You could take it in, and then they change it.
All jesting aside, we don't think it's good business, nor would we send anyone that wears both hats. It's just confusing.
It's
Paul talked about a story
bad.
Here earlier where somebody ended up with a $120,000. Do you think that person might have been incentivized to do that rather than sending them to buy index funds? Mike, this is so easy. But people do it every day because they trusted the person that sent them. So, no, we would not send you to anybody that wears both hats that way.
Steve, let me tell you where I would send you. And I'm serious about this. If you don't already have something to do next Saturday, I think we have, I mean, literally, when I say we, Tom and Don, that there are just a handful of places open to go to this full-day conference where we will focus. I know I'm going to
Never been a meeting of minds this great since Thomas Jefferson dined alone.
Well,
I mean, this is...
No, but I'm going to talk about index funds. Other people are there are going to talk about index funds.
Along with everything
I'm going
else.
To talk about how to keep from making the mistakes that are so common for retirees that end up costing them money. And finally, I'm going to do a piece on everything you need to know about value investing. So, if you just came to my three presentations, that would be a start, Steve. And I'm not kidding. And I'm retired, by the way. We didn't make this clear. I am no longer working at Merriman.
Nope.
We're not paying you anything, are we?
You're not paying me anything.
Okay. We're not.
Make sure.
He's right. Very kind to show up.
We can't afford you.
That's for sure. Steve, did that answer your question? Because we're just about out of time.
Yeah, if I'm going to go online, how do I search for a fiduciary advisor?
That's the trick. You want to make sure that they are only registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. If they show on their website that they're a broker-dealer...
Well, but if he's just going out to the world, how does he find
one? Place. Fee-only. Fee-only investment
advice
is a start.
And we said go to the DFAUS.com because there we know the
funds...
They're
all fiduciaries.
They're all fiduciaries, and the funds they use we believe are, frankly, to be the best. We get nothing from them either, by the way. I get nothing from Paul... For the nice things I've said, other than a very nice hug at the end of retirement next
You're
week.
You're in the so. Will. You are
all
in the
right,
will.
Finally.
But we get a nice warm feeling for all the good
there you
we
go.
Do. 877-397-5666. That's our number. A lot of time left. We'd love to help you.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let me just take a second to share something new with you. We're going to start doing our lunch ed classes that we do at our offices in Phoenix and Portland and Seattle. We're going to start doing them online as a webinar at the same time. So you can attend too. You just won't get lunch. You'll have to go get lunch. But it's also cheaper. It's only $5 a ticket, and you get a full color worksheet and some special perks. So sign up for our upcoming lunch ed classes right now at talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com. It's under the events section, and you will get a real investing education on a variety of topics. So go to talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com.
Great future. We're talking real money.
Hello, welcome back to the show. I'm Don McDonald. Over there's Tom Koch. Around the corner, there's Paul Merriman. Back in the corner's Bill. Everybody's all hanging around, trying to help you with your money. Help you manage it better, help you make a better future from it, because this money is the fuel for your future. And that's why we think it is so important that you invest it properly and that
as we've said most of the day, that you invest it with a fiduciary. Now, Paul, a little earlier. Oh, by the way, our phone number, 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666. Paul, before the break, we were talking to Steve about how you find one, and you mentioned you know, the fee-only website, which I think is NAPFA you were talking about.
That's National the Association of
Personal Financial Advisors. Yeah.
But I also think that if you simply put a search, searched for a fee-only investment advisor
in Seattle,
that you will get a list.
Oh.
You could probably even go further and say no commissions, I mean, commission-free, because that, in essence, is what you're looking for.
Right, but you have to be careful, though, Paul, because a lot of people don't realize. For example, I just typed in fee-only investment advisor Bellevue,
mm-hmm.
and the first four things are not,
Edward
because they're
Jones.
Paid ads. Edward Jones, BNY, Mellon Wealth, you know, that Chase. You have to go further down the page.
So what happened then? What happened, Don, when you went beyond the ads? Were they, in fact, fee-only?
Yes. Yeah, it's very interesting. The first one that comes up is?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Us?
Vestory.
Wow.
Wow.
The second one that comes up is Robinhood.
That's it. I'm retiring Monday. This is over, man. We made the top of the list. It's done.
Behavior advisors. Yeah. So, you know, they come up. If you type in Seattle, I know the list will be longer.
I mean, here's the other part of all this that we're not talking about.
But you got to be careful when you're there.
It's what Paul just mentioned, because and everybody, I'm as guilty of the same way, wants a quick fix. I just want to push the chips that you take care of it, but you got to have some education. And that's why, Paul, bless you, you've been committed to doing that for 30 years, however long it's been. We've tried to do the same thing so that you have some basis. You don't just walk in and get sold something when you have no idea. If you know nothing, Wall Street, as they say, is a very expensive place to get an education, right? I mean, so that's what you want to avoid. And just look up these advisors and go see them. You got to have some knowledge.
Let me add something. I think the best advice on finding a good one is finding one that has been vetted, carefully vetted, based on a way of investing that has the scientific basis behind it, which goes back to DFA. If you want to find a fiduciary fee-only advisor, and I don't care if it's us or another firm, I don't. I want you to find the best. And I think the way you're going to likely find the best is to find somebody who's gone through the whole process to be vetted as a DFA advisor and who strongly believes in that scientific philosophy. Remember, DFA is populated with tons of PhDs and even Nobel Prize winners.
And if we say that science of investing to you, Paul, what does that mean? When you hear that, what is it?
Well, I think it's evidence-based.
Okay.
And we're not talking about how some advisor or some mutual fund did over the last 10 years. We're looking at 80, 90 years of data that's very meaningful. And in fact,
how's your 90-year portfolio doing? I mean, I know you started in the early teens, right?
You know, I'm going to talk about my 90-year portfolio at your retirement.
All right.
But the reality is you hear these things like you should have low expenses. How low? You should have broad diversification. How broad?
Good
you
point.
Should have big and small and value and growth in U.S. and international and emerging markets and REITs. How much of each one? All of these things are step by step how you put together a really great investment portfolio, always based on the past. There's nobody here in this. We can't tell about the future.
Nope.
But you can take all of the steps to make sure that had you invested in this way over the last 80 or 90 years, that you would have done well.
And what should people expect from a portfolio like that? Putting you on the spot here, because there was an article today talking about how the Dallas Fire and Police pension is going broke because they anticipate a return of 7.5% a year. Is that a reasonable amount for a balanced portfolio? I know we're a little in the weeds.
Well, I will tell you how. If you look at fixed income, I know over the last 46 years, it's compounded at over 6%,
yeah.
But you're not getting 6% right now. Mm-hmm. You're getting less than half of that.
Yeah, and you're not likely to be getting that down the road just because there's no way bond prices can go up. They're so low. We'll be back in a minute. 877-397-5666. Give us a call. We got a few more minutes with Paul Merriman, me, Tom. We'd love to help.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you're one of the many podcast listeners who's asked, how do I attend one of your classes? Well, we've decided to take our very popular lunch ed classes that we've been doing at our offices and also do them in the form of a webinar online. At the same time, I'm doing the class live elsewhere. You can sign up for these live lunch ed classes right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. We have a limited number of seats available because we have to pay for them, so reserve your place right now. We're going to have classes in the future on a variety of topics, so check them out regularly at TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the event section. And there is a small fee for these classes, just $5, but you're going to get a great education, not a sales pitch, and a free worksheet and some other perks. So sign up for our next lunch ed class right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. And now, more Talking Real Money.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You need to understand how money works and how investing works for one huge reason that your great-great-grandparents didn't likely have. And that it's one word, it's retirement. Years ago, people just didn't retire, or fewer people retired. Heck, in 1880, the average age that people died was 42 years old. You didn't worry about retirement. Today, you need to worry about it. That's why you need help with your money. That's why we're here on the show every Saturday at 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666. I'm Don McDonald, and Paul, what'd you say to Tom that made him leave?
I said, I've had enough of you, fellow. I've had it.
You know, I can commiserate with you.
30 years of Tom Cock. Can you imagine that?
I can't even. So you drove him out of the studio.
I love him. He's a great guy. You guys do a great service to the public. I really do. I applaud you for what you do, and I don't know anywhere else that anybody is doing it the way. No mirrors, no fake stuff, no get you in the office and sell you something that makes me rich in an hour. You certainly have my respect.
It's certainly it's a challenge sometimes not to say, oh, just call us, because we're not the only ones who know how to do this. We're not. The problem is we're one of a very select few. Most of, and I keep coming back to this piece from MarketWatch, Paul, that they did, I think it was in 2015, where they looked at the licensing of 1.1 million financial advisors in the country and found that of those, only 11,000 were always required to act in the, always being the key word, required to act in the best interest of their clients. And to me, that just is appalling.
Well, I mean, that's the challenge, is helping people to identify those experts. And as I said earlier, it starts with an education, because once you have the education, it is obvious who's working in your best interest.
When, though, when you are talking to someone about this, I've talked to a number of people. In fact, I talked to one the other day who was being pitched an annuity, and they read about the word fiduciary in the paper, and they said, are you a fiduciary? And the insurance agent said, yeah, I am your fiduciary.
Well, let's talk about lying.
It's called lying, right?
Well, here's the problem, and there are so many studies on lying that indicate that when it's about money or power or sex, that lies are plentiful, and as long as nobody's recording the conversation, and I've seen situations where behind closed doors, people are told things that just are not true, but how do you prove that? It's hard to prove that. And in one case, Don, I really fought hard to get somebody their money back with an insurance company, and the people were so excited that I had helped them do this, they wanted to tell the world, except at the last minute, before they got their check, the insurance company made them sign a document that said, we will not tell anybody about this, because if we do, we get the insurance company gets their money back.
They gagged him. They gagged him.
Yep.
877-397-5666 is the phone number. Tom had to take off. Paul did not really drive him off. And Mark, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay.
I have a question, and I have some background. I read Paul's articles at MarketWatch, and I subscribe to Vestry's newsletters and your magazine, and listen to Paul's podcast. So I know how you guys all feel about owning individual stocks. I find myself in a situation, though, where I have been essentially running my own investments for about 30 years, and I've got a portfolio of about 20 stocks of big blue-chip companies, and a lot of capital gains tied up in them, and they're generating about $12,000 a year in dividends, and, you know, in effect, on my money invested, I'm getting, you know, like 10%. They're, you know, they're paying 2 to 2.5% dividends, but based, you know, on the growth, the money I invested, I'm getting a very handsome return. And I understand the risk of owning individual shares, but it would be a big tax hit to sell them out too. And I should mention I'm about a year and a half from retirement, and looking at simplifying, and the idea of turning everything into index funds is tempting, but I'd just be curious what your thoughts are on my situation.
I am going to defer to Mr. Merriman for the first answer.
Well, I'll tell you that the first thing I'd be concerned about being this close to retirement is the fact that you're sitting on an equity portfolio that is built to lose half of its value. Now, that may not really matter to you because you may have income sources that don't require those taxable equity holdings that you have. So my first concern would simply be, is that too much equity for somebody who's about to retire? The second thing is that I don't know what the rest of your portfolio might be like, but it may be that this money is your blue chip part of your portfolio. Maybe it's the equivalent of the S&P 500, and so you don't need any more of that. And then it becomes a question of how do you fit that into the rest of your portfolio from your 401k or a pension rollover to make sure that you have the right balance of asset classes as well as fixed income. And back to you, Don.
Yeah, you're probably, in this case, Mark, you're probably way out of asset class balance. You're going to have way too much money, I would guess, tied up, as Paul said, in these mega cap funds, these gigantic blue chip stocks. Because I firmly believe that having money in individual equities carries far too much risk. Think of it this way. If one of those stocks goes out of business, I know you're going to think, I can catch it before it does. Baloney. People don't do that. They fall in love. They ride them down to nothing, just like people did with General Motors. I think the key is to get individual stocks out of your portfolio so you do have that massive diversification. I understand your concern about the tax hit. That's why it is imperative that you start doing it, because up to $416,000 of adjusted gross, you get taxed only at 15% on capital gains. That's better than getting taxed at 35%, which is the ordinary income rate. So you need to do this, because who knows? We do not predict the future. Will we always have a 15% cap gains rate? I don't know, but I would sure as heck take advantage of it to do exactly what you know deep in your heart you need to do. And bear in mind, if you build a portfolio with a 2 or 3% income based on the dollars you have now, putting it in a broad diversified mutual fund portfolio, that's still the same as getting 10% on your original investment. It's just better diversified. Paul, anything else?
You know, I don't accept that when you're married to securities, yeah, the decision is highly emotional, and I'm trying to figure out how to make emotional strategies mechanical. And so I would work over the years to get rid of those, just not overnight.
Right. I would do it over the course of years. That's great advice. Don't do it all today, but over the next 5 years or so, take 20% of that portfolio. Over the next 10 years, take 10% of that portfolio. Make it automatic. Sell it. Get it into a diversified portfolio.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Our lunch ed classes that we've talked about occasionally during the show have been so popular that we're now expanding them to our offices in Portland and Phoenix, and we are going to start doing them online too. Well, you won't get the lunch if you do it online. You will get a great education, and you can go out and grab lunch and join us for Lunch Ed. Just sign up at talkingrealmoney.com. That's talkingrealmoney.com. There is a very small fee, just $5, but for that, you get a worksheet and you get access to some special offers, so it's worth it. Sign up now at talkingrealmoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com, and get a real investing education. That's talkingrealmoney.com. Now back to the show.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Truly appreciate Paul Merriman being with us. He's a great guy. Worked with him for a long time. Thanks, Paul. If you want to know everything Paul, go to paulmerriman.com, paulmerriman.com. And our big event, Paul will be at Retire Me, but we only have a few all-day tickets left, and I do mean a few, less than half a dozen. Go to retiremeet.com and get yours right now. We also have some afternoon tickets only at retiremeet.com.
Realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?